This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:19, Thursday, the 7th of July, and you're listening to The Morning Run. In about half an hour, we'll be speaking to Patrick Diamond. He's the Associate Professor of Public Policy at Queen Mary University of London on the crisis Boris Johnson is facing right now. But in the meantime, let's talk about the Malaysia's overnight policy rate, because yesterday afternoon, the Monetary Policy Committee of Bank Negara Malaysia decided to increase the overnight policy rate by 25 basis points to 2.25%. This is the first back-to-back increase since mid-2010.
I mean, if you recall back in May, Bank Negara surprised a lot of us when the interest rate was raised from the all-time low of 1.75%. And in its statement, it mentioned that Malaysia's economic activity continues to be supported by the reopening of global economy and improvements in the labor market. But these upsides have been partly offset by rising costs, the war in Ukraine, as well as strict COVID-19 measures in China.
So the central bank signaled more measures going forward would be gradual and measured to support a sustainable economic growth. So how many more rate hikes can we expect? And could this put the brakes on the rising prices that we are seeing now? And are there also glimpses of the state of our economy from this rate hike? For some insights, we speak to Carmelo Filito. He's the CEO of the Centre for Market Education. Good morning, Carmelo. Now, Bank Negara raised the overnight policy rate by 25 basis points, like we said earlier. A lot of economists were expecting this, but was this within your expectations?
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for having me. Yes, I think it was within my expectations, and probably all these round of rate hikes started a bit too late, I would say. It was the problem with this measure is that it was reactive. So they waited for inflation to be there to start doing this. While I look back at my files and I found that as early as March 2021, we were saying that the rates were too low and inflation was coming. So it was almost 1.5 years ago. So we suggested this much earlier. And now probably it won't get the desired effect without making too much damage.
So you're saying, I mean, you think essentially the bank is reacting to inflationary concerns. With two more MPC meetings for the year, what's the pace and quantum of rate hikes are you projecting? How do you think they're going to strategize for the remainder of the year?
I think it will very much depend on the performances of the GDP. They will have a reaction that will be a mixed reaction based on the signals, both from inflation and from the GDP, if we will have some signal in the direction of a recession, or at least of a slowdown of the economy, they may not keep on pushing this kind of policy. But if on the other side, inflationary tendencies will become more overheated, then they may go ahead until the end of the year with raising the interest rates.
This is a rather odd question, but do you think that they will ever raise rates by 50 basis points, considering that inflation is quite high by Malaysian standards?
In one shot, it's a $100 million question, probably. I probably don't think so, because it is true that it is not too high for Malaysian standards at this moment. Where the dichotomy is on the performance of the economy. So I would say that the inflation is high when compared to the performances of the economy. And this is normal, because the amount of money that has been put into circulation in the past 2 years was much more, the growth of the quantity of money was much higher than the growth of the GDP. So this tension was somehow unavoidable.
And I'm curious, whether do you think the movement of the ringgit factored into Bank Negara's decision at all? Because if you look at the US dollar against the ringgit this morning, 4.42, and we have seen actually a decline in our international reserves.
Well, on this, I think that will very much depend on how the investors react on this move. If they see it as a commitment to fight inflation, and they think that this commitment is important and necessary, this we may even strengthen the currency. If instead concerns and nervousness will prevail, then the ringgit could further depreciate.
So, Carmelo, tightening is really the response to inflation. But given that the economy is still in a fragile state of recovery, how concerned are you about how that will impact our growth outlook moving forward? Because we know that rising interest rates will raise borrowing costs. It's going to dampen consumption. It'll have an effect on stock market sentiment, no?
Yeah. Well, interest rates are one of the tools to fight inflation and are not a magic stick. I will keep on repeating this. We are not going to cure inflation magically just by raising the interest rate. That's not going to happen. And timing in this regard is very crucial. That's why I believe that we started this too late when the milk was already spilled. And obviously, every kind of anti-inflationary measures will have a contractionary effect. And unfortunately, we need that. So we need to have less consumption, but we need first and foremost to have less government spending if we really want to tackle inflation. As far as we don't put the hands there, then I'm afraid that nothing much will happen on inflation. And yes, we need to be prepared at some form of slowdown of the economy. But I see a slowdown at this point, like if you allow me the expression, when you are drunk and you need to throw out to get out of your drunkenness.
Okay.
You can't end your drunkenness without a radical measure.
You can't keep it in, right? Then what does this mean for your expectations for Malaysia's GDP? Because you're suggesting that, you know, government has to stop spending, consumers stop spending, which then means the economy does kind of slow down.
Obviously, if the way in which we measure the economy, GDP, is made of consumption, public expenditures and investment, if we are going to slow down two of that components, yes, we will see probably a decline in GDP. But having said that, I think that a sustainable model of growth is not centered on consumption, both from the private sector and the government sector, but on investment. And investment have been stagnant in the country, so I was not too excited from the positive performance of GDP in the past quarters, because it was all about consumption from government and consumers. And this is a model of growth that brings in necessarily inflation and debt. And so is not sustainable. And I really believe that we need to change that and rebuild our growth model on investment. And investment are built on savings rather than consumption.
Carmelo, we were speaking about inflation. And you mentioned that raising interest rates isn't the magic stick. It's not going to be the silver bullet. There have to be other measures in tandem. I'm wondering what your expectations of the special task force on jihad against inflation, what kind of measures do you think this task force should be looking at?
Well, I would say that the first statements from this commission have not been very encouraging. Discount sales, war on middlemen. It seems that there is not much understanding of what inflation is. So I'm not very confident that they can win this jihad, because again, they know what they are fighting. It seems to me, at the very least, or moving price ceilings, all these kind of funambolic measures. There is only one way, and it is cutting government spending. And with election coming very soon, I don't see that happening. So I guess we have to deal with it for still quite some time.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Carmelo Felitto. He's the CEO of Center for Market Education. Having a rather different spin when it comes to how we should tackle inflation, in that we do need to curb spending just from government spending and public spending. But I think he brought up a very valid point in that private investment in Malaysia really has been stagnant, and we do need that engine of growth to move very fast. But up next, we'll be speaking to Manpreet Gill. He's the head of fixed income, currencies and commodities investment strategy at Standard Chartered Private Bank. That's happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.